This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. In Michigan, voters are allowed to overturn laws they don't like. This is how it works. You try and get enough signatures to get a referendum on the law on a ballot. If a majority of voters vote against the law, it's repealed. But there's a catch. Laws that have appropriations attached to them cannot be repealed by voters. If you were listening earlier this week to an evening newscast here on Michigan Radio, you might have heard this.
A proposal to drastically alter the state's no-fault auto insurance law could come up for a vote as soon as this week. The House proposal includes a $50,000 appropriation.
Now, this is the fourth time this year that Republican lawmakers have added appropriations to a controversial measure to keep it referendum-proof. Joining us to take a look at this political maneuver is Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, you've been covering this referendum proofing for the past couple of months. What's going on here?
Well, I'll start out by explaining why the law is set up that way, that the state constitution created this referendum power for voters to challenge laws that they think that the legislature should not have passed. And they created one exception, and the exception was for appropriations bills, spending bills, budget bills, so that the state's ability to pay its bills and maintain its credit rating and things like that would not be compromised. But that was the only exception. Now, there have been rare cases over the years where the legislature has decided to tuck an appropriation into something else.
Right.
The legislature has already put language like that in three bills this year that have been signed by the governor.
Remind us what those bills are, because these are controversial bills.
Mm-hmm. The first one, and it was done early this year, was the new law that eliminates the price tag requirement in retail stores, that every product on a shelf has to have its own price tag. Another one was the tax overhaul that included enacting an income tax on pensions. And the other one was the new political district maps, the district maps that set up the lines for congressional and legislative seats. And now there is a fourth bill that is before the legislature, the one that would overhaul the state's no-fault auto insurance law. And that also has a $50,000 appropriation tucked into it that, if it is approved that way and signed into law by the governor that way, would also make that law referendum proof.
Now, when you've talked to Republican lawmakers, we've heard things like, well, we have to include $50,000 into this bill to print leaflets. Is that a fair answer for why money is being added to these measures, or is it just pure politics?
Well, there are certainly instances where legislation is passed where it makes sense to put funding into the measure for a new program. But more typically, the way that it works is we have budget bills. And what we've got here are cases where what are considered general policy committees that are putting money into legislation ostensibly for one purpose, but everyone knows the real reason is to make sure they cannot be challenged via referendum at the ballot box.
So, Rick, this is something that's usually used for budget bills, but we are seeing now Republicans use them for things like you said, the state price tag law. This seems like insider political baseball, right? But explain what this really means. I mean, how does this impact residents in Michigan?
It's technical, but if you're a voter who does not think that anything the legislature does should ever be challenged, I guess you would consider that not too terribly important. But if you do think that that's a right that should be preserved for the people, then you might find the whole thing to be a little devious.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Zoe.